T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability and versatility built in, like Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
Green & Sons Farm and Lawn Equipment. On the web at greenandsons.com.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
99.9 KISW.
Our question, other than the event itself, what made the event memorable? And here come those emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
Couple from our question, was at a Royals game, witnessed Bo Jackson's first major league bat home run. Awesome event. Fast forward to 98, my first ever game at Wrigley. Mike Ditka performed the seventh inning stretch drunk off his ass. It's replayed every year on ESPN, YouTube, but it's awesome. A guy's best show on the radio. Y'all kick ass. That from Tony. About 20 years ago at a rap festival at the Gorge, my buddy almost killed two teenage girls. I initially woke up to what felt like someone smacking my tent. It ends up that our rented SUV was going backwards past us to end up on top of a tent in the camp behind us. Luckily, the two teenage girls in that tent got cold the night before and were sleeping in their parents' RV. My buddy's necklace that he always took off his head and sat down behind him at the night was crushed. That's how close it came to killing us.
Jesus.
Took us about 10 minutes to wake up the people in the car. They got so drunk that they passed out with the car running and somehow put it in reverse. I'm sweating just thinking about it.
Oof. That's terrifying.
Born in Bremerton. But y'all, was back in 2008 when Brett Favre played for the Jets. They visited CenturyLink. We had Seneca Wallace at QB and won 13-3, basically ending the Jets' playoff hopes, which is even weird to read now, even though the Seahawks were 3-11. That was not the memorable part. This happened to be a rare snow game. During the fourth quarter, a few fans started throwing snowballs toward the field. I was there at that game. So, of course, my brother and I joined in. I saw Brett Favre on the sideline, rolled a snowball, chucked it toward him. Keep in mind, I'm on the 300 level, few rows up. I didn't hit Brett Favre, but I did hit the security guard Brett Favre was standing next to. At this point, there were hundreds of snowballs flying toward the field. Favre looked up at the security guard, looked up, then quickly scampered away. I'm still pissed to this day I didn't get him. I was so close. That from Morgan. I was at a Tim McGraw concert, White River Amphitheater in 2006, when in the middle of singing Indian Outlaw, he stopped singing and motioned towards someone in the front row. Music is still playing in the background, and McGraw pulls a guy up on stage. The guy is pumped, raising his fist in the air, super excited to be on stage with McGraw. Meanwhile, security is coming from both sides of the stage, and McGraw is cocking back to punch the guy on stage. Security gets to the guy first before McGraw socks him and gets hauled off stage. McGraw then just went right back into singing because I'm an Indian outlaw. Fitting. Turns out the guy was crushing some girl in the front row, trying to get closer to the stage. Guy complained to the papers about being thrown out, but it really just made him look worse. That from B-Dub.
Maybe Tim McGraw doesn't mind just punching fans.
Apparently it seems not. That way.
Yeah.
That
way. I've never heard a story. Then today there's two.
I know, but it makes me feel like he's authentic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But y'all, I want to wish my daughter, Chloe, a very happy 14th birthday. I wouldn't and couldn't ask for a better daughter. Can she get Coach Ted hyping her up about turning 14? An inspirational quote from Miles, followed by a Kevin Hart damn from your longtime listener, Jeremy.
I remember 14. 14 seemed like a big age. I will say this, you're probably in high school now. So the next thing is you'll be waiting to drive. Then you'll be waiting to be 18. Listen, kid, just take the time, all right? Yeah. Enjoy freshman and sophomore year. And listen, driving's kind of overrated. I'm sure you got a buddy that'll give you a ride.
Okay. You're a teenager now, but one day you're going to be a parent. So, Chloe, I'm going to drop this one on you. Remember, when your children are teenagers, it's very important to have a dog. That way someone in the house is always happy to see you.
Oh. Damn! Hmm? You think our parents are... Chloe, come on, help me out here. Pearl Jam, for their Pearl Jam.
Oh. Chloe Dancer, are you talking about?
That'd be Mother Love Boat.
Mother Love Boat fans. Yeah.
She is, in fact, Chloe Dancer. That's her.
All of it just today is my 36th trip around the sun. Can I get, let's see here. Coach Ted getting me psyched up for my mid-30s and an inspirational quote from Miles. Thank you, guys, for everything you do. That from Joel Bates in Ohio.
All right, the mid-30s are good, man. Tons of fun. I will say this, though. Like I said before, the hangovers are going to get there a little bit. But you're 36, man. And if you start right now, you got 4 years to plan a hell of a party when you turn 40. Get out there. Enjoy it, 36.
All right, Joel. Here's just a thought. Do you ever wonder if Chinese tourists get angry when they buy a souvenir from America just to find out it was made in China?
That would be irritating, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Today's my beautiful wife, Kayla's birthday. She's an amazing wife, an outstanding mother. Without her, I would not be the man I am today. I love you, Booba. From her loving husband, Max. Can we get a burp fart and some thrill gets? Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Get.
All the next ladies. Today marks my 38th birthday. Can I please get a Here Comes the Dough Pusher? An Alan Thicke and some inspirational words from Mr. Montgomery. That would be awesome. Love you guys. Keep on rocking. That from Chris in Oak Harbor.
Here comes the dope pusher.
Uh-oh, look out.
All right. Happy 38th birthday, Chris. You've now reached the age where all compliments will be followed by, for your age.
Hashtag good advice.
That is true.
Guys, gotta get a birthday shout out for my amazing husband, Joshua. He is 39 years old. Congratulations on your first sober birthday. I'm so proud of you. Love you much. Please give him a little kid fish sandwich and a Homer Simpson fish sandwich as well. That from Katie.
Fish sandwich.
Fish sandwich. Are you sure?
All right, guys, here you go. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
BG. Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Couple extra emails here. We'll get into the world of toilet paper substitutes. I'll bet just decades ago, I was on my first construction job in British Columbia. My boss was too cheap to get a porta potty. My buddy had to take a crap, so he went off in the woods. Came back out, missing half the sleeve from a sweatshirt that he was wearing. We laughed long and laughed hard. Later in the afternoon, another guy had to do the same thing. So he bought Dave's other sleeve for $1. Good times. Love the show. That from Mark. Very similar story here.
I like that. Like, I'm not going to rub off my sleeve. I get $1, man. Please, let me use your sleeve.
Let's see. When our kids were little, we took them camping at Cedro Woolley. I had this awesome t-shirt of the Tasmanian Devil, Taz, stomping on happy faces. As it was originally a men's t-shirt, my husband happened to be wearing it at the time. Anyway, he and my brother, they trekked through the woods to go fishing to a different part of the river from where we were camping. When they got back from fishing, I noticed something was different about my husband, and it took me a second to realize what it was. One of the sleeves of my t-shirt was missing. I looked him in the eyes and asked, "What the hell did you do with my t-shirt, and where the hell is my sleeve?" He looked at me, grinned, and said, "I left the steamer in the woods." I told him next time, use some damn leaves. Then from the lovely Myrna. Okay, maybe a couple more. Memorable drinking story. Guys, one morning back in 8th grade, I decided it would be a great idea to get drunk before school. The day before, I had talked my neighborhood friend into stealing some hard alcohol from his parents and to get to my house early the next morning. Both my parents worked early, so we had a house to ourselves. So he shows up with Gordon's Dry Gin. Me being the future alcoholic I would become, I still went for it. But back then, I didn't know my limit, and I think I put down about 8-10 shots, chasing it with orange juice. I was feeling fantastic up to the first period, then the cold sweats came. I realized I was in trouble, and was all about to come back up. I got out of my seat and attempted to walk, but I could barely do that. I told the teacher I didn't feel good and needed to use the bathroom. He let me go. I ended up puking in the hallway just outside of the bathroom. I finished spewing in the toilet, and when I opened the stall door, there was my teacher waiting for me. He told me I needed to go to the nurse's office, so I went. When I got there, the principal was waiting for me. He immediately asked me how much I drank and who I got it from. I told the truth, and they called my mom to take me to the hospital. To this day, I have never seen my mom that angry. I had alcohol poisoning, but they didn't have to pump my stomach or anything. I puked most of it out myself. I actually felt worse for my friend, though, because I found out later he got his ass beat and his home phone thrown at him by his mom. He was Native American, and Native American mothers are very strict, and you don't mess around with them. I still feel bad about that. LOL. Later, fellas. That from Morgan.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, look who it is! Brian Castle in his basement dungeon studio bar. How's it going?
You don't have to be so loud.
Well, I was just trying to scream because my ears have not stopped popping yet.
Day three of I assume will be a 7-day hangover from our little excursion.
Yeah. I was really disappointed the Bob Marley shirt didn't work out and we couldn't score some weed because I really needed to be higher than I was.
You know what the problem was, Miles, is we didn't hang out long enough to score any weed.
That's true. Because we started drinking again.
That's right. We started drinking. Started early.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Started early and ended early and then started again.
Yeah, that is correct.
Because we're professionals.
Well, after a nap. That helped.
Yeah, to sleep the afternoon away and pick up where you left off. That way the hangover is never too bad.
Well, exactly. Unfortunately, I remember looking at Thrill and going, hey, I just, you know, let's cruise back to the hotel. I just, you know, I need like an hour just to regroup.
He called me at 9 that night.
We got back to the hotel and I closed my eyes and then I opened them and it was 8:48 p.m.
I left Ryan no less than 6 voicemail messages.
We'll have to play them for you sometime.
One of these days I'll have to share one of those.
You left voicemails?
I left 6 of them.
We could do a sit and spin.
And I wouldn't shut up, and I just kept talking and talking until they were real, real long.
Jeez. Here, wait, here's one. Let me see if you can hear this. Are you whispering?
Sacramento, everybody.
Yeah. All right.
There you go.
Miles Montgomery in Sacramento.
Yeah.
There is no less than 9 minutes of that in my voicemail right
now. I mean, I was at the bar by myself. I was like, surely.
There's another one that's just like. We could have done a whole sit and spin today from Miles Montgomery's, Miles Montgomery's voicemails. Here, this one's 42 seconds. Let's see if we can get. He's like doing the thing that Kenny G does where he breathes through his nose and spits through his mouth. Miles Montgomery, ladies and gentlemen.
Fun times. Well, I guess today we're not going to be soft today, although our ears could take a break.
Our body parts have left us over the course of the last several days, and so we're going to talk about breakup songs when your liver goes, you know what, dude, I'm out.
I got a breakup note for my liver. I'm done with you.
You don't treat me right. My sanity said goodbye. You don't respect me.
But this list from Loudwire says not all breakup songs have to be pop ballads. They don't have to be slow. It doesn't have to be like Every Rose Has Its Thorn to be a breakup or a ballad song. They can actually be up-tempo and kind of rock a little.
Or good.
Yeah.
Look, I would always, I've always said the vast majority of songs are written about women, right? They don't have to be slow jams. You know, there are plenty of upbeat songs about people that have done dirty or done dirty things with women.
So these are the top 10 hard rock breakup songs of all time.
Number 10.
So save your breath, I will not.
The other Slipknot breakup song that we're all very familiar with, of course, is Spit It Out.
Oh, no. That was on their album Balloon Knot.
It was on the very first Slipknot album.
10 hard rock breakup songs on Sit and Spin.
Number 9.
Just what you get. It's a pretty heavy band. This is their breakup song, The End of Heartache.
I think that's the right way to do it right there.
Do you guys feel
that?
That
is the right way to do it.
Exactly. No one's real happy.
But I don't like you.
Exactly. 10 hard rock breakup songs on Sin Spin.
8. Number 8. That's all right. That's okay.
I really hate this song.
This is, Molly Crue's
Poison Attempt.
say goodbye, but you know, I don't want you to go away mad. I just want you to go away,
yeah,
and then come back with
that's
14,
all right.
Double doubles.
That's all right. That's okay. Now pass the Lays. I think it's pretty much.
Well, I like this one because they're just like, yeah, whatever. I'll find another chick.
Right. Let's just go.
Talk to Hard Rock Hard Rock
King and bring back some shakes.
See, I'd like to be the guy that made someone that pissed off and that wrote that song.
Yeah.
Like, I can live with that.
But somehow, there was something about you that they still want you back, and they say, I miss the misery.
See, I'm the guy for that.
Yeah,
I can make him miserable.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Decent guy, but horrible experience. These are the top 10 Hard Rock Breakout songs on Sit and Spin.
Number 6.
My Chemical Romance, or My Chem, if you're into My Chem. And that song is plainly called I Don't Love You.
Oh, wow. Oh, cut to the chase.
See, but I appreciate that. Nothing syrupy like, I don't like you.
I love, and you have a very, very small penis.
Oh, no.
It's just one more.
He does not get the Miss the Misery.
You know how
song.
Bad your breath is? These are the 10 Hard Rock Breakup songs on Sit and Spin.
Number 5.
He's
Did
always
you know
smiling
in, Jersey,
in the
they're,
video.
They're naming rest stops after some of their more famous sons and daughters in New Jersey there.
Are you being serious?
It's totally true. But Bruce Springsteen didn't get one because he declined.
Have a rest stop named after him in the middle of the Jersey? Totally.
You know, relieve yourself at the John Bon Jovi John.
I will say this. Jersey is one of the few states where the exits are inside. So basically, if you're on a 4-lane highway, the exit is in the median, and that's where those rest stops are located. It's kind of weird.
It's not kind of weird. It's very weird. And I don't know all the ways you can honor people. Libraries, high schools, highways. Like, we're going to name a rest stop for truckers with diarrhea and use condoms stuck to the wall and people have sex with prostitutes. Yeah, hell yeah. It's named after you.
Place used to be called Checkers. Not anymore. Springsteen.
Number 4.
One of my favorite Led Zeppelin songs. Your Time Is Gonna Come. A story about a trifling woman who's gonna get what she deserves.
I thought this was about an herb propagating. I was so wrong.
it's Time with an I.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought it was a botanist song.
I thought it was about herbs.
Right.
These are the top 10 hard rock breakup songs of all time.
Number 3.
Dave Grohl has a lot of breakup songs, like in their entire catalog. And is it like one or two women that's driving you goddamn crazy, or you just running through ass and you hate all of them in the end? You know what I mean?
I think this. He wrote this album when he was dating the chick from Veruca Salt. She was in the press recently talking about.
So he's Veruca Salty.
Talking about Everlong and kind of taking credit for that. And I'm like, well, you got to take credit for all the other stuff on that album too, like Monkey Wrench.
You take credit because you sucked. As a human being, I'm saying, like, oh, he hated me so much, he wrote the song that you love.
Yeah, but also, other than Hammer Time, one of the few songs about a tool. You know what I mean?
So, that's strong. I got that going for Sledgehammer.
Sure. Oh, there's
there's a list.
There's
a
list
in the making right there.
Songs about tools.
These are the top 10 hard rock breakup songs. And Aaron Lewis is number 1.
Great chance for Queens of the Stone Age. I'm going to leave you.
You had to write a song. You couldn't just tell me.
Yeah, like, really, man?
I mean, You had to spend all that time in the studio. You could have just said, hey, I don't want to be with you anymore.
Or maybe he just wrote, he was really
16 incoherent messages on the voicemail.
Right, he was thinking about it. Then he's like, screw it. I'll just write a song and hope she listens.
Right. Long distance dedication.
These are the top 10 hard rock breakup songs we've made it to number one.
Number one.
Has the stronger love bites song
agree.
From this genre, but it's not a breakup song. It's about something else.
You ever date a biter?
I didn't date
I've never
her,
dated a biter.
But I discovered a biter.
I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I found out someone was.
But that's why I stopped dating dogs.
That was Tommy Lee from Motley Crue.
I don't know what's worse. The pain of getting bitten when it's not your thing? Or like, all right, how long? I mean, do I just chop down? Like, what is the strength of my bite?
Yeah, I need some guidance on this. Do I draw blood?
Show me on the apple.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ryan Castle. We appreciate it. There you go with Sit and Spin and the top 10 hard rock breakup songs of all times. You are listening to The Men's Room.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The secret's oat for nourishing your sensitive skin. Start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash to gently cleanse and help preserve your skin's moisture barrier. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps, thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room is in progress.
Coming up in minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. The first quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, boys. A new survey found that most people would prefer to know when they're going to die rather than how.
I don't want to know either.
No.
Yeah, you know what? I don't want to know either, but if you were given the choice, you have to know one. I'm going to tell you either when or how you're going to die. Which would you prefer I tell you?
I'll take the how.
I think I'm with you there.
See, I like the when.
I don't mind the when, but when you tell me the how, it gives me a better idea of when the when is. Blind, drunk, and I go, okay, I'm dying soon.
Right? What, if it's just some like random violence, that could happen whenever.
Yeah, but I'm like, I'm not getting on this plane.
Every
single thing, you know, like, I'm going to go get my prostate checked tomorrow.
My problem is that if I know when, I'm going to be staring at that date way too dang much. And I'm going to be afraid that I'm not cramming enough into it. You know, I find out I'm going to die next year. Well, shoot, I got to get to as many sports games as I can. I got to travel this, that, and the other place.
My thing is I got to get it right. Because, like, if you're telling me I'm dying this day, about a month out, I'm doing all the drugs.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Oh, I'm thinking about food and stuff.
Right, whatever it
like
is.
If it's like, yeah, you got like, I don't know, what, how about 40, like 35 years left or 40, another 40 years, I'm like, all right, well, I'm not too worried about the sodium intake anymore.
No, I'm not going to the gym. Right.
Like, screw it.
I am taking the french fries.
Yeah, right. Oh, you got to watch that. Do I?
You know what? Slather them in cheese and bacon.
Exactly.
A side of ranch dressing for everyone.
Don't want to eat that, takes 3 years off your life.
Nestle,
yeah, but here's the thing.
But you're right. If I die of a gunshot, then I don't really have to worry about heart issues either.
Then you just slip in the shower.
But what if you don't know when the gunshot is? It's a stray bullet in the old age home.
That's what I'm saying. I'm taking the when.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Because you know what? No matter the answer to when, you're going to go for it. If it's tomorrow, if it's 40 years from now, like, oh no, I'm on drugs.
Gotta go gangbusters.
I just dump salt directly in my mouth. I don't care.
This is delicious.
Nestle has made.
I've had salt all this Chinese food.
Give me more MSG.
You're salting your Chinese food. Oh, God.
I ate the rust off of an old car earlier.
Nestle has made a new plant-based shrimp alternative.
I'm good.
Come on.
Shrimp is not bad for you. I mean, I guess, if you're vegan,
okay,
but...
Well, it's a choice you made.
Yeah, you just don't eat it.
I love seafood, but I don't feel like I hear a lot of vegans say they miss shrimp.
Right.
Would you eat a plant-based oyster?
I think I have.
I'm willing to try.
And there's another thing is that, you know, we've said it multiple times, these alternative meats that they're coming up with, these are not for the hardcore vegans that are out there. These are for the transitioning people, the people that are like, I want a healthier lifestyle, or maybe you're with somebody who's taking that route.
You want to help the environment.
And like you said, nobody's really dying to go get some vegan shrimp.
I mean, I've heard people with the bacon because bacon's bacon and bacon is delicious. Yeah. I have not heard it with shrimp. Like, bacon, I get it. Like, right, you want something like bacon.
God, they tried with bacon. They can't do bacon.
No.
No, because bacon tastes like bacon.
Have you ever deep fried a belt and then tried to eat it?
I am not.
That is veggie bacon. And it is god-awful.
A deep fried belt.
You want to get rid of bacon, go vegan and just don't eat bacon anymore.
Just don't do it.
Because you're just going to get sad.
I've had it. God. There's some vegan stuff I don't mind. The vegan bacon was like, this is weird.
Right. This was a fail on all fronts. Burn all this to the ground. This is terrible. 1 out of 3 first-time mothers admit to only sharing positive posts on social media about parenthood. You hear that, sister?
Look, I mean, that's what everybody... That's social media.
But the only people you're fooling are people that are not parents. So if you're not a parent, I'm here to let you know. They're lying.
Right.
You haven't slept. You don't know what the hell you're doing. You've been vomiting on. There's boogers on there. You got... poop under your thumbnail.
You're a walking zombie for about 18 months.
We get it. You don't sleep and you got to take care of something. It's not, look, the experience of having a child, outstanding. The duty that comes with a newborn is absolutely mind-blowing.
Right. Exactly.
They pooped again. Like, God damn it, man.
See, and here I was thinking that parenthood was just looking at pristinely clean babies laying on sheets.
All the time.
Yeah. Smiling and happy.
Yeah.
Living the life of
luxury. They don't cry and they're always clean.
But I mean, people like do it too.
Oh, no.
Oh, sure.
Like, so, I mean.
But they're still having sex.
Right, but I'm just saying, I can think of a couple that I know that I'm friends with, and they are not a great couple. Right. But if you look at their social media, I mean, they live the life, they love each other, man. Yeah, couldn't be better.
That's right.
Boy, when that kid turns 3, those same parents, they post videos of their kid throwing the temper tantrum.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't imagine being with a better person. That's not what you said at the bar a couple nights ago.
Yeah, right.
I heard some choice language. A man in Pennsylvania was arrested after he broke into a home and stole a bottle of Mountain Dew.
That's why you broke into a house.
Right. Stealing dew. That's a weird one, but okay.
That is a strange one. But it's...
I think I'd be like,
you
can
arrest
a
man for a stolen bottle of Mountain Dew? Like, here's $1.50.
You broke into my house, steal a Mountain Dew. Sir, if you just knocked on my door and asked me if I had any, I'd have given it to you.
Right.
At least do me a solid and try to steal my TV. All you did was kick open my door.
Now I'm just annoyed.
For a goddamn Mountain Dew.
I got it, man.
A couple of Eagles fans were caught having sex in a bathroom stall during a game. We covered that a little bit earlier today. Good on them, man. And the thing...
good on them.
The only reason why this is news is because it blew up on social media.
Well,
because
yeah.
Somebody took a video and posted it to TikTok of everybody chanting, let them finish, or whatever it was.
Let them finish.
And then you see the cops dragging these people out. People have sex in those bathrooms all the time.
I was going to say, I got news for you. I've seen 4 feet in a bathroom stalled, sporting events, concerts, you name it. It happens a lot.
They call it the family bathroom.
Differences if you're rich and you're in a suite, you can do it.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only spot you can pull it off. But I personally, I don't know anybody. I know one person that tried at a sporting event and they got thrown out.
Really?
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think you have a better shot on an airplane. Like, that's tough to do in a crowded bathroom in a stadium.
You got to be in the right crowd, I would imagine, because all you need is one person to alert security to the fact that there's 4 legs in a single stall. But I would think that
one day they're going to find a 4-legged man in there. He's going to be like, I'm so tired of explaining this. I was born this way, goddamn.
And yes, I have 2 hairy legs and 2 clean-shaven legs.
And my feet face each other. It's a birth defect.
I wear Nikes on one pair and Keds on the other.
Do you think a 4-legged man gets laid? I do not, sir.
Yes, I am a centaur.
Yes, I'm a centaur.
Tired of the cops telling me not to have sex, man. I said four legs.
Right. And I would assume, too, most guys, nobody would care.
No, but no.
I can only imagine you just have a small child, like, get out of there. Right. This kid has to poop.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
You're taking up the handicap stall. Let's go. Only 2% of people can perform a decent magic trick, according to a new survey.
That sounds about right.
Decent,
right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right. I mean, I can tear my thumb in half over here.
I mean, it depends. It depends on what age group you're asking.
I know.
Yeah, look at that, Ted.
If your kids are 7 or younger, you are 100% awesome at magic.
I mean, I can take a 3-year-old's nose, show them that I stole it.
I did that once, and the kids started bawling.
Oh,
no, seriously,
I'll put it back.
I just thought kids understood, like, you're joking around.
No.
I didn't have a kid. I'm like 22, whatever. But 3-year-old kid, and I got your nose, and this kid touches his face, and I mean, freaked out. Mm-hmm. So I had to put it back on. It's just like, dude, let me explain this to you. It's my thumb.
I have one card trick, but I wouldn't call that magic. It's a card trick. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a hot minute since I pulled out one of my old card tricks. I was that geeky kid. I had magic books and stuff like that. I could.
My brother, too, man.
Do a couple tricks. They were fun.
And he amounted to nothing.
Back to Mountain Dew. Gingerbread flavored Mountain Dew is coming this holiday season.
Ginger flavored right. Mountain Dew I could deal with. It's like ginger ale, but
right?
I'm wondering what the bread part is.
Aren't you basically just mixing Canada Dry with Mountain Dew at this point?
Probably. Yeah, probably. Yeah.
And that wouldn't be the worst.
Yeah. 39% of Americans say they work out 0 times a week.
39%.
I'm in the 39%.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a little bit better, especially as we're coming into the holiday season. Like, I want to get ahead of the ball.
39% seems high.
Really?
Yeah.
I think most people would go do something at least one day a week.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm sure you're right. I just, like, in my world, that's not even a consideration. There's never a day where I'm like, man, I could have gone to the gym or gone jogging. I'm just like, yeah, of course I didn't. The hell were you expecting?
Kind of a callback to a story that we had yesterday of the dog that ate the adult toy and then vomited it out there at the vet. Somebody put together a somewhat random list of things that dogs should not eat,
but do
anyway. They're absolutely attracted to it. They cannot keep themselves from eating it. And so for you guys, I do have the top 10 things that dogs shouldn't eat, but they do.
Like shoes?
Other people's poop? Exactly.
In my home specifically, my wife's underwear, which I now call pants candy.
Ooh, yes.
Oh, dog loves her some pants candy.
I know a dog that loved paper towels and toilet paper.
Same with mine.
My dog pulled toilet paper out of the goddamn toilet last night. The toilet, it was not associated with anything from the bottom. Maybe a kid blew their nose or something, but kids are going to take a shower. I'm walking into the bathroom. There's that wet clump of toilet paper, this clear line of puddle from the toilet, and the dog already has a tail curled up, and just looked at it like, dude, this is effing disgusting. And I just pointed, and she walked away.
Yeah.
And then my son's like, why did she do that? It's like, she's gross.
Yeah.
Why would you eat something out of the toilet? There's something wrong with you, man.
I used to have to go up and pick up after the dog after one of the two of them would have eaten a paper towel out of the garbage, and there was always just a wadded up roll of paper towel out there in a pile.
You ever seen a dog eat the crotch out of pants?
Oh, yeah.
It's never a guy.
No. Ladies, you smell great to dogs.
Ta-da!
I guess dogs don't like Fritos, because that's the guy's thing.
Guys stink down there.
Number 10 of the 10 things that dogs shouldn't eat but do, dirt. I don't know that I've ever seen a dog actually eat
mulch,
straight up dirt.
I have.
Mulch, yes. Dirt, I have not.
They always roll in it for me.
Yeah, they'll roll in to leave their scent. But anytime like we mulch the yard or it's like late spring, whatever, you're trying to get ahead. If the dog's out there, dude, it's just a mouthful of mulch. Come on.
Number 9, you nailed it, Miles. Poop.
Mm-hmm.
I figured that would be a little bit higher. That seems to be kind of a go-to for dogs.
Well, dogs are getting classier now, Miles.
Anytime you walk the dog, that's a target of, if they can find it, they're going to eat it.
Luckily, I've never had that one with my dogs as far as just roadside snacks, but the kitty Roka, 100%. He loves it.
My old dog, this would piss me off, man. She would not eat poop, but to mark her territory, she would poop directly on top of the other dog's poop. So when I had to pick up the poop, I'm like, I'm picking up two dogs' poop. Mm-hmm. One of it's warm, one is, it just, I
way
hate
too
it.
Too cold, and it's really uncomfortably cold.
It bugs me in a way I can't explain.
God. Number 8, rocks. There's a new one for me.
Huh.
I knew one dog that ate rocks, and it was a massive, and I mean, you can let that dog eat whatever it wants, but it wasn't mine. But the guy that owned it's like, dude,
any
cement, rocks. No!
There's a reason they only live like 6 years.
Because they eat rocks.
besides their size, I mean.
Number 7.
They're sweet dogs, though.
Leaves. Which makes sense. They like the fibers, right? Because it's also just the same as number six, which is grass. My dog will not stop eating grass. Every dog loves grass.
See, I always heard if your dog's eating grass, it's sick.
Yeah, it's trying to calm its stomach down.
So did I. But
it's like natural Tums.
All right.
Maybe my dog's just an old man with some rumble gut then, because that is like his roadside grab-and-go snack.
Let me eat some grass, burger. I got heartburn.
It's kind of like the guys in this room. Like, you just kind of keep Tums around at all times.
Yes,
at all
we
time.
Do.
Just take your hourly Tums. Top 10 things dogs shouldn't eat but do. Number 5, quote-unquote, people food.
Well, sure.
I help the little guy out from time to time.
I try not to. My dog snags goddamn butter.
Really?
I had no idea the dog would like butter, and we're both looking for the butter. We can't figure it out. Whatever, just grab another stick of butter. About an hour later, we're watching TV and realize there's a butter wrapper under the coffee table.
Ooh.
And as soon as I pick it up, the dog gives you that. I'm so guilty. Look,
oh,
it's only like three times, man. I'm like, dude, you got to stop eating sticks of butter.
Easy, man.
Yeah.
Number 4, paper.
Yep,
yeah.
There we go.
For me, it's the wrappers of, like, Taco Bell tacos or really any fast food, man. They love it. Number 3, children's toys.
Oh, I thought you say children.
Oh, Jesus. No, because they look like every other toy that's out there. They're plastic, they're squishy, right. I can chew on them.
Right, when your kid's real young, it's hard to tell that. Like, my dog right now, I don't think she doesn't know the difference between her chew toy and some of the kid's stuffed animals. I just think she likes to freak out.
One of them smells like her mouth, the other smells like your kid's.
There must have been a ton of Sophies that have gotten eaten.
Yes.
Sophies.
The little chew toy.
Oh, right, the giraffe.
Teething toys, yeah. There was a whole thing about that. They were getting mildew inside of them. It was bad. Top 10 things dogs shouldn't eat but do. Number 2, garbage.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, it's right there.
Honestly, that covers pretty much everything else that we've already covered on this list.
I mean, your trash smells... Right. Everything in your garbage smells delicious to a dog. It's like a dry stew.
Yes. And this is the number one thing that dogs should not eat but do. Our buddy VD can relate to this one. Socks.
Yep. Yeah,
I have socks. Never had a dog eat socks, and VD's was the only one that I've ever heard of that ate socks.
Really?
Yes.
I never had a dog that ate them, but I know a lot of people whose dog, they just love socks.
Goodness gracious.
Because you got delicious feet.
That's right. Got all my stink of the day in it.
Ooh, toe jam. That's like mint jelly.
Oh,
charcuterie tray, underwear and socks.
A man stealing a catalytic converter in Rhode Island was interrupted by a disturbing sight, and I'll tell you what he saw 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile. This is 206-421-ROCK. All right, have we made it to drinking time?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.